What is cream?
Somebody turns it off immediately. This is their first time. This is their first time listening to a Joy Tactics ever.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Shut it off immediately. Nope. Skip. Next.
Nope.
We got the HeadGum producers and execs all sitting around a giant conference room table.
What flipping is the table. Cream? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
But really, what is cream?
Well, what is a cream versus what is cream? Cream is a liquidous substance that, I don't know, does it have to come from something? Or can a cream exist right away? Let's start with shaving cream, okay?
Wow, and don't you want to eat that shit? Every time you squirt that shit out, don't you want to take a lick?
I've never used it. Is that wrong?
Oh, dude. When I used to be all clean shaven, which I will be bringing back.
Well, you still are downstairs.
For the award ceremonies.
Downstairs?
Yeah, it's fucking... And I keep that shit ingrown. You know what I mean? It's all... Every single follicle's ingrown. Mm-hmm. Man, I shave like the wrong way. But what were you saying? Oh, yeah, you got to try shaving cream, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, but don't eat it. Okay, shaving cream, sour cream.
Whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, whipped. So it's not a liquid. It's not a sauce. It's not a spread.
Well, what about this? The cream of the crop. Oh, him? Oh, he's the cream of the crop.
What's that mean? Because if there's a cream in your crops, you might not want to pick them. Because they might.
Well, unless your crop is milk.
Then it's a drink. Right, right, right.
Well, I just want to say, both of you guys in my mind are cream of the crop, because I only hang out with people who are that. You see what I'm saying?
Can I say something even more? You guys are the cream and the crop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Because we've still got grassroots. We will always be grassrooted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that sense, so to speak.
I'm getting joy right away from this one.
Well, here... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I'm interested in cream, of course, but you know what I like more than... I guess what I'm more interested in this topic is the descriptor of creamy. Do you like it creamy?
Of course. Well, okay. Interesting. I wasn't going to go there, dude.
Creamy.
Look at Jack's feet.
Describing things as creamy... Jack is in the fucking 6-year-old fucking.
I got the Stephen Hawking legs a little bit. Where's the meat?
Say, well, he's passed on. You can't roast him. But he was a cheater.
We're all gonna pass.
But
on.
But he was a cheater.
He cheated.
Yeah, bro.
He was.
Imagine that.
No, not going to.
Can I get it all creamy?
Can you cream on Stephen Hawking? All right. Please bring it in.
You definitely could.
Do you like it creamy?
Wait, you like it creamy, right?
That's what you're... You guys, please.
All right, but pull it back. Back to dairy.
So funny.
This is also a big dissection of big dairy, which we've been... we have been encouraged not to discuss by our many representatives. Don't bring up the dairy industry. Well, well, well. How are you going to silence us now that we, whatever, are we even more famous?
Yeah. And it's cows versus the nut. Because you look at what's happening with almond milk, oat milk.
Cashew milk.
What's next? Coconut
hemp milk?
Hemp milk,
dude. No, they got coconut milk. They've had that for a minute.
Well, God made that, and it's water and milk at the same time. So there's a war going on between cow and nut.
And nut.
Which side are you on?
Dude, cow, well, based on cuteness,
baby nut.
A certain type of cow could be so cute, by the way.
Oh.
I know we just talked about cows with Joe Pera, but... So I don't want to get into the milking technicalities about it because we already kind of discussed that. But
yeah,
I will say, cuteness wise, yeah, certain cows got it going on like that.
Oh my God, a cow named Molly walking up to you and needing a rub on the neck.
Mm-hmm. Got you, girl.
Why do I feel like a cow?
Eat her.
Why do I feel like a cow could really take a fucking hard smack?
Nate.
Well, like if you smacked it on the side, like, whoop, I feel like that wouldn't even do anything. Like they would just be interesting, still standing, man, there.
Well, but you
I'm
can't
not condoning
speak their
smacking a cow, all right?
No, obviously. I bet they like a big fat pad on the rear, but
I,
the
I
side.
I feel like they're just so chunky. I feel like you could really just
yeah,
like give well, them a fucking.
You don't
you
mean
have
in
to
the
be
head.
Careful.
A slap,
you mean
a
the head?
Slap.
I think you mean on their rear, aka their.
I'm saying like on
whatever.
Their.
No,
fucking
you mean on the
rear.
Side. You mean on the
not
rib
in the face.
On the,
I'm not
on
saying
the rib
smack.
Meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Or on the back, even on the back.
Just on that beefy part, you know.
Let me Google
well, why don't
the
you,
cow.
Why don't? Because words matter. Why don't you say a big hearty pat instead of a slap? That word.
No, because that's not what I meant.
A slap means
I didn't
in the
mean
face.
A hearty
man.
Pat. You know what a hearty pat is? Hey, good job, Junior. That's what you give to fucking t-ball players, dude. I'm talking about a wind up fucking smack.
Imagine smacking a stegosaurus like that. That beast could handle that.
That's what
they
I'm
could
saying.
Handle like a crazy ass slap.
I bet a hippo could take a nice slap. I just think they like that. It would probably feel good. You know, like it wouldn't even hurt.
Well,
them.
Have you seen them release the gas from a cow? They literally pop a puncture a hole in its side into one of its four stomachs. You know, they got four stomachs. And you thought that was just me
what?
That had that many.
Why do they have well, four? Is it for cud? They don't do that, do they?
Oh, yeah. They cud out every night.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. It's free kimchi.
We don't.
What are you talking about? They release gas. They like pump. Like it's like.
I'll send you one of the disturbing videos.
What religion is that?
Literally slice the cow open sometimes to release
no.
gas. They like put a needle in it. And they release methane.
We had that happen to somebody's ear. One of our friends' ears did that recently.
Who,
I'm not
going
to say who. Yeah, it was Ruby. But that was for heat. That was to lower her body temperature. She
well, they sliced the top of her ears off to release heat from her, which makes very much sense to me.
And look at what happened to Trump. Notice how much more free he's looking lately.
Right, he's not sweaty. I just watched him play an amazing golf game.
Hmm.
The bastard. Piece of
20
shit.
Club. How many but club he, championships?
My God.
Oh, bro, they're countless at this point, buddy. But we don't rock with him. Don't get the impression that we rock with him politically.
Kamala would smoke
but
him
the
on
man
a golf
can
course.
Play golf.
I bet oh, you Kamala. Weirdly, I bet you Kamala could swing that thing like a helicopter.
Oh, I bet she
Kamala,
has
can
good
you swing
golf
that
game.
Thing?
Wow.
No joke. That
it hits hard.
That
we're
came
laughing because it's
me
sick.
In a way. That was involuntary. That was involuntary what I just said.
That's really good.
I have no wow. memory of saying that. It just kind of
yeah,
poured
yeah.
out.
Well, you go into Kamala, a higher register
swing,
too.
Swing that thing.
Kamala, can you swing that thing?
I know she can. Realistically, not even joking.
Oh my God. She, wow.
Oh man.
She is the moment right now.
She
Kamala
is the
our
coconut
future.
Tree.
Do not, right. Oh, I do love that. I do like it when I hear that quote because I'm like, I think in that same type of speaking pattern. That's very, mm-hmm. I think, us coded.
Yeah. What,
yeah,
what
you
is
exist
it
in
again?
A context. What, do you, what right. did you, what did you just fall out of a coconut tree? She doesn't
now,
laugh.
This is I
you
love
exist
this
in the context.
The context.
That's
I always think
hard.
That that's where the sentence ends. You exist in the
you
context.
You exist in the context.
Stop.
Stop.
Can
now.
You imagine if we were all politicians? How much like raw like clips they could make out of us looking like fucking idiots? Like it would be like damn near endless. Like the amount
from
of,
Joy Tactics.
Yeah.
This shit is hidden, and if
like
any of us
teeth.
Ever blow up, no one. This is a private sort of Mason-like community. There's a reason why it stays this size, and it's plateaued. It's found its followers.
What were we talking about?
No one will ever see this.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm hearing recently about politicians?
What?
Politicians, yeah. Politics, yeah. You mean Hollywood for ugly people.
Wow. So who's Matt Gaetz?
Oh, in the real Hollywood? Who's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You, bitch.
Wow. You know so he's an air-based, he's an altitude-based pedophile.
So that means I'm on TV. Here's what, did you guys see the clip of Gerald Ford?
Getting it down, which throwing ones? It down all naked?
No. This was a some sort of press conference in the 70s, and a little girl asked him, will there ever be a female president? And he said, the first female president will not be elected on her own. It will be an older president that is stepping down or will likely die.
Oh, my
and
God.
Yo. Then the vice president will, who is a female vice president, will move up to become the president. So, nice. In a way,
what else did he predict?
Gerald Ford,
Nostradamus,
a sort of time traveler.
Gerald Ford,
just quite curious and interesting.
And he invented the T-Mobile.
And he was sassy. Oops.
Gerald Ford. Oh hell yeah!
Hello, Gerald. Come on in.
Gerald. I got your favorite cigars here. Why don't you come suck upon me?
Hi, Gerald.
Good morning, Gerald. Gerald likes cream, I bet. That.
Oh, he likes it creamy.
He probably is he gone.
Oh yeah. No. There is a line with presidents. Like, there's always with a line. And it's like, yeah, I draw that.
Gerald
shit right there.
Rudolph. Right. Middle name Rudolph. That's reindeer.
What does he
Gerald
know that
Ford?
What you think he was given the alien brief?
Most definitely. Are you kidding me?
Well, he died in Rancho Mirage, California. No coincidence, is it?
Oh, he was a bit fugly with it, frankly, actually. Not fugly, but just
fugly?
Real.
Look at him playing football. He looks like freaking David Hasselhoff.
Well, in his youth.
On land. Right.
I would say he's kind of like a forgotten president in a way. How could you be president and people just, you know, don't you think like you, especially, what was that, 50 years ago, you know? You'd think that people would still kind of.
He could get it back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Oops.
Think about it in terms of American Idol, right? Football. Because everybody knows George Washington. Everybody knows Kelly Clarkson. Do you know Chris Allen? Like that?
Not yet.
If you don't know Chris Allen by now, you'll never know him. You will never know him. He beat David Archuleta, and nobody acts like they even give a fuck.
The Mormon goat. And by the way, he came out, I believe. So
no.
Respect to David Archuleta.
Really?
I think so. And that was my high school doppelganger for a minute till I started doing the Vyvanse and got all fucking shredded.
Oh, he did. In 2021, he came out as queer.
That's right.
Wow.
Yo, I want to call someone out right now. Billy Ray Cyrus, I've heard what you said behind what you thought were closed doors, and now that shit's public.
What he said?
You don't talk to someone like that, especially not your wife, all right? So, Billy Ray.
What the fuck did he say?
I almost don't want to tell you. Nate, I definitely don't want to tell you because you're about to fly out to his ranch wherever in Malibu, wherever, and beat his ass silly.
I might need to put on mute.
I'm sick of
put
these.
You on mute right now. I can't hear this. We're about to collab.
Should we all team up and like go take down Billy Ray Cyrus?
Let's get in a motherfucking Jeep Wrangler rental. Let's put on DaBaby as loud as we can. Mm-hmm. I just come up to Gerald. Whose house we're going to? Gerald Ford.
Joy Tactics.
Okay, so back to cream, right?
Right.
Let's discuss the food style of cream. Because for the longest time, I was denying myself the pleasure of a little cream in my coffee.
Ah, yeah.
Adding a little pep in my step, a little color to my day-to-day life. if you like cream in your coffee, put that shit in there. Enjoy it. Have a splash. Should you do a breve, aka a latte made with all cream? Now that's where you get a little dangerous health wise. But a splash.
Go ahead, live your life, by the way. But live your life. I would never stop somebody if somebody came up to me with a glass of milk and started chugging it, or a glass of heavy whipping cream and started chugging it. Who am I to tell them don't do that? You know, get you know.
What if they were drinking a glass of poison?
That's where we start to have a more interesting discussion. So, how quickly does the poison act? Because if it is poison in the sense of alcohol,
I was gonna. Well, you. Yeah.
Notice how you can't play chess with me because I'm already playing checkers.
Right.
I've already moved on.
What are we doing to where we're not smacking these beer glasses out of people's hands? Because that's poison.
Right. Go into a bar. If you're in a bar, do yourself a favor. Grab one of those machines that sucks the water out of a pool and just start sucking on people's drinks. And they'll thank you later. They'll be mad now, but they will come crawling to your email address one day.
Thank you for what you did.
You sucked my life around.
Yeah, at Lucky Strike Bowling.
Mm-hmm. I'd go for a Lucky Strike right now. I could go for a big plate of nachos with cream, sour cream style cream on top of it.
Sheesh.
I'm so hungry, I can't even believe it. Every time I do
creamy
Joy Tactics,
nachos. Dude. I'm making a sandwich tonight. Oops.
Tonight?
Tonight I'm making a sandwich.
Mm. Okay. Holy shit. Breaking news.
Layla's going to the store. I said, you know, could you get some? And then I was like, no, forget it. Would you please get this? And I gave her the list for my ultimate sandwich.
Which
ultimate
is?
Sandwich? The Rahill ultimate sandwich?
It's sort of just the sandwich that I always make. It's so simple. It's not even worth. It's just a turkey sandwich. It's just, listen, tomato with salt.
Someone tells me this isn't just a turkey sandwich.
It's not that creative.
All right. Let me be the judge of that.
Tomato with salt on it. Sea salt, Malden.
Right away. That's amazing.
Keep that shit real and keep it salty. Swiss cheese, Jarlsberg, baby Swiss with hella holes in it. You know the type, the tiny little holes.
Jarlsberg.
Get that turkey deli slice. Don't get the fucking Oscar Mayer out. You know what I mean? Get it sliced. Get it thick. Get it right. Or get it thin. However you like it. Avocado all mushed up, but mush it up onto the bread. When it's toasted, mush that shit up and salt and pepper that shit too. Season it now. Mm. Raw onion. Raw red onion. Put that shit up on there. If they're around, sprouts. Mayo, mustard. Wow. Toasted white bread. White.
Yep.
Not wheat. Never wheat. Now slice that shit diagonally. Now get a pickle on the side. Now. Get some chips. Jalapeno style. So. Now. Put on Star Trek. Now. Eat that shit. Now. Then take a nap while you watch Star Trek. Wake up. Go see your friends.
All right. Nobody wanted to. We just wanted the sandwich. That's it. I just wanted the sandwich recipe.
I mean, someone recreate that. Send me a picture. If you make that sandwich, then I'm rocking with you.
You want to hear the go camping version of that, kind of? Because this will make you happy right away. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a pita. You know what I'm saying? Open that thing up and put inside of it a thick slice of ham. Cut off a thick slice of that cheddar block. Mayo. Mustard, close that thing, go into the woods, get a little bit of creek water on your hands, and eat that thing with your mouth.
So you're getting the fingers all wet?
Dip it in the creek?
Uh-huh. What did I just have crazy wet? I don't think there is any in there. I just washed something that I shouldn't have washed recently. It was food. It was like a big piece of food.
Jack, where are you? You're on camera. You haven't been on the Zoom camera for about, I don't know, 3 minutes now, and we're just kind of wondering where you're at. Are you just laying down?
Sorry, okay. To be frank, I was laying down, but for the rest to punish myself,
to
I'm going
to
stand up.
We need to see your face. We need to see your micro expressions to know, like, oh, you're going too far. I can't really see like and react yeah. and play off your energy because I can't
I get
see
it.
Your face.
I you think what it is I wanted to train my expression of emotion through my voice only, and I thought that'd be a challenge. But if this is
you
more helpful,
said that, man.
I'm happy to do
if
this.
You're working on that.
We should do the sleepover episode soon.
I'd have a sleepover.
Where we all do it from under the covers with our books. Flashlight. Imagine that getting so... Here's the deal with being under the covers. You can't breathe for that long under there.
Depending on the on the thread count, yeah.
Right. Because mine are over 100. I got over 100 style thread count.
Over 100 threads used to establish this blanket.
Nate is staying at the dark apartment in Chicago.
That's right. I'm in the business center right now of the apartment. As you can see, Jack said that it looks like I have a Zoom background, green screen background. Doesn't it kind of look like that? Like it doesn't look
it
real.
It does look hella fake.
You're very much darker than
everything
the
looks so big around you.
Yeah, watch why are you
this.
So
chairs
slow?
Look hella big.
Watch this. If this was fake, then could I do this?
Blue's Clues style.
Well, it looks like the lighting just changed and you took the fucking thing off. Wow.
Nate's moving a chair with his hand. That was cool. All right.
So,
you.
Does that seem like it's fake to you? No.
Nah, man.
You guys want to see the floor of this hotel room?
Badly. Badly.
Good God.
Oh, all marble. Guess what? That's very European.
Oh, really?
They have they don't rock with carpet that much. You'll see when we go. You will see.
I'm very curious to see Europe. Compare it. Because I've seen a lot of America and I like what they do.
We're going to Europe soon. We're going to Europe soon.
We're going back to London. Remix.
Well, if
back
we're gonna,
to our roots.
If we're going to go to Italy as well... what in the hell are we going to do there? I think we need to go to the Vatican, actually.
Why? Because you want to be the first person to get do candy flipping at the Vatican.
World record, most candies flipped.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Crazy candy flipping.
Candy flipping
doing
live
the finger
stream.
Dancing for the bishops.
Would you guys sit trip me?
You should candy flip
out. If I did like a crazy amount of like salvia,
that's
or something.
Not that shouldn't even be a question. Would I sit trip? I would sit trip you in any situation.
What if I got really aggressive when I was really?
Well, thank God I've been working out. I could snap you like a twig, maybe. At least your fingers.
Oh shit!
What? What?
I thought there was a drawer down here, and I tried to open it, but it's just a trap door into an outlet.
The craziest things happen to us, basically nonstop, seemingly,
yeah.
So to speak.
It's wild.
Yeah, in an
certainly
essence.
Wild.
Apropos.
Did you guys ever think we would be podcasting from Los Angeles, New Orleans, and Chicago, respectively?
Couldn't have ever predicted that. Never in my wildest dreams.
Can people even that are listening to this imagine our lifestyles?
Our bullies in high school are laughing in their boots right now.
Dude, oh my God. Not that I had any bullies, but yo, to imagine even like the friends, my frenemies from high school laughing at this, it's hilarious. Sorry. Oops.
Oops, I'm succeeding again.
What's the creamiest thing y'all have ever tasted?
I had a pretty creamy thing today. I had a brie. My voice is going away in real time.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hello?
Hello?
I had a brie.
Tell us that creamy shit. All right. Yeah, you say that creamy thing.
I'll give you a second, Jack, to rehabilitate.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, today I had one of my favorite... One of my favorite cream dishes, which is mixed into a larger dish, is the sour cream at Chipotle. Okay.
Oh, you went to Chicago and got Chipotle?
Yep. At the Chicago Grand Red Line stop. You know
that
you know
sounds
that Chipotle.
Kind of, Oh, I've been there many times.
Oops. So, yeah, I get extra sour cream.
Ooh.
And sometimes they will take that a little too literally, and it will be just flooded with sour cream. And guess what? I'm not mad when it happens because I like
it. Are you getting it on the side of your lips?
I'm getting it everywhere. I'm getting it all.
Really do love cream. I'm remembering when we went to Just Salad in Brooklyn, you said, watch this. And then you said, let me get the heavy option. Because you go light, medium, heavy with the dressing. And you put me on to heavy cream.
Heavy is, bro. And can I really quick tangent? Shout out Just Salad. Shout out Just Salad because.
Delicious.
All these like fast casual salad places are going too millennial with it. These people are going Gen X, boomer style. They don't care about the fucking design or cute little farms that the lettuces are from. Right. Nah, these people care about making just a salad quick, however you want it, to your liking, custom.
It's just salad. Shout it's nothing out. Else. It's it doesn't need to be anything else.
It's just salad.
Yo, it's just salad, bro.
That must have been the most fun fucking venture capital meeting on the planet to pitch people to.
Just salad.
It's just salad. It's
they should change the names.
It's just salad. That's it.
But the names of the bowls are like the Thai Buddha Bowl, the Super Green Goddess thing. What they should switch
they have
it.
Infiltrators. They have infiltrators. I guess
apparently
so. They're trying to make it a certain way.
We need to buy just they salad. Switch it to but if we ever start making that type of money, you know what I'm saying? Mario Lopez type of Dancing with the Stars money. We need to buy just salad, and we need to rechange all these names so that it's like. Just buffalo mostly and lettuce. Salad. You know what I'm saying? Like
buffalo
lettuce salad. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. You guys know what I'm saying,
dude. While we're talking, I hate to like we're gonna go back to cream so quick. So everybody that's like on the edge of their seat, wondering when I'm gonna go talk about my creamiest shit.
It's coming.
Just wait a second. But speaking of businesses, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and I was bringing up how fun it would be to go to a water park. However. The caliber of water parks that are out there right now are not up to my liking. They're not up to my standard. And what I was thinking was this. There's never been a legit water park that's adults only. It's made for high-end clientele. No children are allowed. 25 and up. That's the vibe. 25 and up. But the most craziest water slides, it's all Mayan themed. It's like literal. The water slides are made of super polished stone. Okay.
Oh my
There's
God.
There's no plastic, none of that shit. You're drinking Sazerac, so you're walking around essentially a Mayan jungle environment. Doesn't have to be mine. I'm not trying to appropriate anything. Just imagine a real water slide retreat for men and women and whatever.
For everybody.
Imagine we create
that has adult imagine water experiences. Wow.
Adult sex. Nah. It could be sexual.
You know what the name of that place could be?
What?
Nah, never mind.
What?
Nah, never mind.
Say it now, man, please.
I don't think I should.
I was thinking like San Diego Water Slide fucking Adventure Park, some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Adult Venture Park, so I mean, I meant to say.
Yeah, that's good. I guess I was thinking it could be like a trap. Like, nah, never mind.
But I just do want to say, like, I'm not getting a lot of buy-in from you guys on this. I'm not getting a lot of traction.
Because it's a bad fucking idea. Next. Let's move on. Jesus fucking Christ. An adult water slide? Mayan themed? What are you fucking... Jesus
No,
Christ.
Tiki. It's a tiki. If it was a tiki themed... Oh, bro. A non-problematic tiki themed water park.
Nate is the worst person. You better watch out. If you are ever pitching to Nate... You better be ready. I feel bad for anybody who's got to walk into that room that you're in right now, Nate, and start telling you ideas.
I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be fucking not paying attention. You're going to have to shake me to fucking get me to pay attention in any way.
Just like doing constant lines of cocaine. Like never, truly, literally never any
Sudoku.
Line. You have an assistant like chopping up coke as you're going and like, in a circle.
I would be facing, if I was on fucking Shark Tank, my chair would be facing away from them. and they'd have to keep on swiveling me back, and then I'd keep pushing it back.
So it's like anime style, the shot. Here. It's like a behind, like over the shoulder, like behind you.
Yeah.
And they pitch the water park right now to the Sharks. Make it good.
A
pitch
water park? That is...
Pitch it.
Okay, so you have a... So you did the adult one. So this is a water park for babies, just for little toddlers, because water parks are for... kids, right? You would never put a baby down a water slide, would you? That'd be dangerous. Not at this one. Babies only water slide, water park.
Can the chaperones go in?
There's no problematic anything about it. There's no sort of other cultures are involved. It's just pure
whites only.
Whoa.
No.
That's nothing to laugh at.
When you say babies only, you mean zero adults even supervising?
Yeah. So this is Rugrat style. Filming them and you're making a reality show.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
That can be and by the way, that's going to be an international hit because there's no language. That's so smart. I feel like making a reality show that's babies only.
Every language.
Because this
can
hits
like
in
it.
Every genius. Language, dude.
Genius.
Yep.
And that's what everybody the networks care about now is
oh my god
international appeal
2 year old one or rather 1 year old Love Island 1 year old Traitors get it started now 1 year old Big Brother let's
1 year old
Real World in the Cribs
American Ninja Warrior actually International Ninja Warrior
1 year right. old Flavor of Love
mm-hmm. 1 year old making the band. I love New York. But New York she still gets to be in it. Remember her?
I love New York. Yeah, of course. Well, we brought up Tila Tequila on the last one. I'm wondering, are there any other hidden reality show stars from that era that were awesome?
Well, you know they're bringing back the Surreal Life. You remember that show?
What was that?
I have no idea what that show is.
It was like... D-list celebrities all get together in a house, and I think like that was the episode. Like, I think Vern Troyer was on. There's like some famous
where he's like fucked up.
he's peeing on off of the wheelchair, right?
Oh yeah. Rest in peace, for real.
Rest in peace. But they're bringing that back just because I follow Chet Hanks and he's on it.
Oh my
which
god,
is a great D-list celebrity.
He's
kind of made for that
kind of star of that show.
But I don't know who the other cast members are.
What is Vern Troyer driving when he does that?
I think it might be like a scooter, like a little like...
Oh, it's a scooter.
It's a little scooter.
It's a scooter. He's all fucked up. Oh, my God. Man.
Who else is in it? Kim Zolciak.
Who the fuck are these people?
Macy Gray. Whoa.
Macy Gray?
Yo, that's an insult. To Macy
Gray is going to be rocking out in the house. I mean, if she wants to do it, then live your truth.
You know what I love about Macy Gray is the As Told by Ginger theme song.
She did that after all these years? Wow.
Remember, they don't make shows like As Told by Ginger anymore. You know what I mean?
Nope.
You guys never watched this shit? Look at that. Trust me. You don't remember As Told by Ginger?
Nope.
I remember
Dude,
that
you were watching the wrong style of shows.
She kind of looked like she's related to Donnie from the Wild Thornberry group.
Oh, yeah. They had similar drawing styles. There's no question about that, dude.
Yeah. Observant.
So we've come back to Cream.
Back to Cream.
Cream of Wheat. So once again.
I've talked about Cream of Wheat. Yep. That was a staple growing up for me in the summers.
Cream in the summer?
this is a topic that I really thought I had a lot to say about, and then I just...
I know, dude.
I think it's going to be easy, bro. The extent of what I had to say about Cream was just what I said.
You guys need to invigorate yourself right now and not succumb to this idea that you don't have much to say about Cream. There is just so much to say about this shit. Ice cream, dude.
Right.
Joe Biden. There's a new ice. Right. Well, let's not get political, but there's a new ice cream in the fridge. Have I told you guys about this?
What's that mean? You bought ice cream?
It's blue ice cream. Cotton candy? Ben and Jerry's blue. No, no. Marshmallow.
Just blue?
It's blue.
That sounds so good.
Cookie dough and some type of like brownie up in there. And I've been working so much, and Layla bought six cartons. So the freezer is full of this shit.
That's cool. How blue is it? Is it dark?
Oh, it's blue as it gets. No,
is it like really? Is it like blueberry or like what's the flavor?
No, marshmallow. It's like Lucky Charms marshmallow blue.
Oh my fucking
style ice cream, dude. It's how it should be.
You know that has dyes in it, right?
Not that I know of. It's all natural.
You're poisoning yourself.
I need to get a full body scan now, is what I'm thinking.
I'll do it to you. When we all go to Chicago this weekend, I'll just squeeze it real tight.
You'll palpate my whole body?
Yeah.
I would love to get palpated by somebody.
Somebody's palpating somebody.
Session done.
You gonna get Reiki?
Oh, Nate, you would be so good at Reiki, by the way.
Oh, my
God. I know.
God.
I know I would.
Your hands are
you
so
just would be
heat,
so
generating.
Have you seen those videos of people doing like sort of like energy body stuff where they're like,
no.
There's like some healer that's like putting like their hand out in front of their chest and they're sort of, it's very like sexual, like what they do.
Pulling up to
and
a fresh
kind
car
of, like,
accident
putting it over
doing
their
that?
Head.
If you got cast in Ocean's 14 with all the main guys and you went over to like a welcome to the cast party, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, and they were all reikiing each other like that,
oh my God.
Would you participate and would you kind of fake a spiritual orgasm just to fit in? Yeah. Would you? George Clooney starting to...
No question.
That, you know they had to bond somehow like that to get that chemistry. So
I
right.
know. How
you
do
know
you get
mean?
That type of? Yeah, there's only a few
acting.
Ways where you can get that.
That's
sort
why
of
I'm
chemistry.
Always recommending that shit when I get to say, "Hey, everybody, I know we have some shit to film. I know the call sheet says that we're starting this shit at this hour, but why don't we take a break? Why don't we take a second, y'all? Everybody, lay down.
Everybody, take your shirts off.
And
let's
sit
get
in a the
circle.
Reiki going.
Get yeah. the Aerie Alexa in the middle of
belly
us.
To
let's
belly.
All sit in this. In the middle, craft mm-hmm. services, open up some of those green pistachio bags. Let's make a circle around us and let's stay inside the pistachios.
And then, I know we got a show to do, but just can I just make all of y'all nut spiritually real quick?
You have like half of a line.
You know, Owen Wilson was doing that.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson on Marley and Me was definitely tapping into something.
Oh, there's no doubt. Sometimes in those movie and TV performances, you can tell when someone's spiritually tapped in.
Oh, you guys saw.
Oh, my
God. You guys saw Owen Wilson skate, right? You saw that video? I feel like it's resurfacing, but.
Oh, yeah.
Owen Wilson can, like, skate really well.
No. Are you talking about the clip from Yeah, Right, where he does a nose blunt and it's Eric Costin? Dude.
No, I'm pretty sure it's him, dude. Where he's, like, in the back of a trunk and he's, like.
Oh, Nate.
He's, like. Did I get God?
You were fooled, dude.
You just
so
got,
fooled.
You know,
are you kidding me?
That's
yo,
are you
yo,
kidding
Jack,
me?
Ease up, because you were talking about one of the best actors. Yeah, of course Nate believed him based on his acting. Are you kidding me?
Nate, I got one
He's
thing to say to you.
A professional liar.
I got one thing to say to you. Yeah, right. That's from
I've
the
never
video.
Seen that smile before, Jack.
Yeah,
that
right.
And something special to the smile.
I can't believe this. This is crazy, dude.
That's
I
a
wish
legendary
I never would have
clip.
Known that. Because I just went. You just ruined me going the rest of my life thinking that Owen Wilson could skate like that.
You
know,
Owen Wilson
if I would have never brought this up.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of people who think that. Come to think of it, and
shout
that brings
out
up the responsibility.
Shanghai Nights.
If you're gonna do a prank like that, be very, very careful. That's all I gotta say.
Damn, can't believe I got once again.
Shout out Shanghai Noon.
And shout out to Yeah Right. That is an amazing video, top to bottom. It's beautiful, by the way. Back when videos didn't have to start with, "Hey, what's up, guys? Today I'm gonna go eat Chick-fil-A and I'm gonna show you how to eat 600 grams of protein." Hell no. It started like this.
Bro, our minds are being babied. Mm-hmm.
The way the universe started. Slow.
Yeah. Low and slow.
Mm. Harvey Weinstein hospitalized. COVID. Double. Oh, no. Karma much?
Oh, that's it, brother. Oh. That's it, brother. You had your run, didn't you? You thought you were on the top. Well, look at what you're about to die now.
You're going to
get your fucking wrist slit open 1,000 times in hell.
Yo, chill. No, just talk about violence. I don't talk about violence like that. I never will.
I thought you were going there.
You're an unsolicited visitor in the hospital.
Harvey Weinstein! Harvey! You thought you were getting off that easy.
He looks bad in this picture that I'm looking at. I mean, he's never looked good.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, normally starting looks like to, a paw.
Well, you know the that classic painting that hangs in the... the
MCA?
Chicago... Chicago Art Institute. At the Art Institute in Chicago.
Which one? The Rothko.
The picture of Dorian Gray.
Of course, I know all types of arts. No, I don't know.
Look, you know this one, Nate? This is happening in real time to Harvey Weinstein. The picture.
Oh my God. I'm looking at it now. That's a powerful image. Oh my God. Be very careful if you're going to Google image this Dorian Gray.
Dude.
Because it is disturbing as beyond hell.
It is actually. The first time I saw it, I would always get panic attacks when I went into the museums because I was, you know, not on the right medication. But this shit, I did see this shit and had to sit down.
It's huge.
Bro, it's huge. It's grotesque doesn't begin to describe it.
Yeah, this person looks like they've been out in the cold for too long. That's what it
imagine
looks like.
Imagine being 1200s, whatever, peasant. You've never seen a stained glass in your entire life, and you see a stained glass of the devil.
I'd shoot it.
You know what I'm saying? So scared.
Hey, you guys know I'm on TMZ.com right now, just scrolling through.
Oh, really?
Dude, pull us through this episode. We need a few headlines to kind of cook
here. Here's one.
We ran out of cream.
Oprah and Gayle King. The headline is, "We'd tell you if we were lesbians."
No, all they're right. Good respect to know. That. Respect that
good
from
to
them.
Know.
Yeah. Next.
Next. Let's see here. Celine Dion, performing in large venues is risky. Loud noises, not good for stiff person syndrome. What is stiff person syndrome?
Yo, tread lightly. Tread very lightly here, okay? No one is making fun of this.
Is this her condition?
This is her condition, yeah. So be tread very lightly. She becomes locked into her body for real. And you know what triggers it?
No.
Are moments of stress.
No.
And moments of joy. And guess what gives her more joy than any... What do you think gives Celine Dion the most joy in her life? What
singing.
Do you think? It's singing, dude. Singing. So when she hits those high highs,
it stresses
that's
her
when
nervous
it starts
system.
To lock in.
Oh, my God. So it's basically a beautiful movie waiting to happen.
It's a devil's curse that she's experiencing, and I feel for
right.
her badly. I feel quite badly
That's
for her.
That's horrible.
What's the next headline, Nate?
There's a lot of darkness on TMZ, I will say this. So Tom Brady, he's single. He's not dating a Sports Illustrated model, as we may have thought. We can put those rumors aside right now.
Good.
Oh, and I'm reminded
of... He needs to focus on his work. He needs to get back to work.
Michael Rubin's white party. Do you remember this? We didn't get the invite. Interesting.
We are going to go to the white party at some point.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have an amazing time.
I'm Googling something very fascinating.
So this is the part of the show, the part of the episode where we're just all we're just gonna be like surfing online for a little bit and like maybe talking, but like we're just kind of attention spans are just like your guys', dude. We can't fucking podcast for a full hour. Are you kidding me? We need
for
that
an hour, bro.
We need that
good
hit,
luck,
dude. I need to get online, man. I can't fucking talk. Mm-hmm. This sucks, man. I gotta get online.
That was a great point. But I'm not just online. I'm actually on a scientific medical journal, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So this is
on JSTOR.
I'm on. Well, it's top secret. I'm not gonna leak what website this is. But inspired by Doritos as a child, a UW that stands for University of Wisconsin Madison, a scientist cracked the secret of no melt ice cream. Okay.
Oh, say what?
They cracked the secret. It's a secret. Why would they tell you? Then it wouldn't be cracked.
You mean Dippin' Dots?
No. Those melt very quickly. I actually can't even click through to the article because there's a paywall. Dang. Are you serious? Shame on the Milwaukee thing. Shame.
Wait. Speaking of Dippin' Dots, bringing it back to cream, that is probably one of the most ingenious...
You know, we know
innovative forms of cream.
Daughter of the Dippin' Dot innovator, inventor.
I think you might have said. Do I know this person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do.
From Chicago. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yep. Well, yeah. I'll tell you off air.
Holy.
And it will shock you to your core.
Holy
dude.
Shit,
Michael Shannon.
If you guys, bro. Yeah, it's Michael Shannon. If the listeners could hear the type of shit that we talk about off this thing, like they would be even more interested in listening to this shit because it's so interesting. It's so amazing.
Right.
The type of tea that we share in gossip.
Right.
Personal gossip is just out of control, bruh.
Joy Tactics.
Would you guys do a reality show where we all lived in a house together and just podcasted once a week?
We have.
Dude. What else do we do? The other 6 days were nothing.
Like, it's just really hard to like come up with storylines, and it's like, it's really boring.
Do we get paid? Is it free food? Then yeah, do it.
There is free food. There's free shelter.
I wish
we have
we
such
could.
A hard time stacking up episodes. Like, I know that we're saying we're gonna go to Italy and like, yo, stack up hella episodes. We're gonna get 3 episodes out there.
I used to be so naive to this, but I've learned my lesson many times over and over again. Because whenever we meet up, we're together for a week, 7 days.
That's
there's
like
seven days where we're just going
to
podcast, bank a bunch. It's going to be so fun. We'll get 2 a day done. And then we come out with
Never.
One episode somehow. Maybe 2. Maybe well, 2 if we're lucky.
What are we going to go to Italy and not go walk around? Come on. We can't podcast.
No, because this is a business trip, dude. This isn't a vacation.
But it's research.
Nate's going to be in the hospital with an overdose of limoncello. For sure. 80 ounces of limoncello
gelato.
In the belly. Uh-huh. And gelato. Some creamy gelato. Yo, the Italians do it right when it comes to that creamy gelato. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, that's what you think.
I remember,
you haven't tried the gelato from all the different countries in the world. Turkish gelato.
Oh, I love that Turkish ice cream, man. That pranks people. You've seen that Turkish
ice cream.
Oh,
I do like that a lot.
That could be you, Nate. Yeah.
Oh,
Turkey does
have
the best desserts. Probably.
Shout out to all the street vendors who are finding unique ways to pop on TikTok and social media.
Mm-hmm.
Send some love to a street vendor today.
Whether you're doing it really fast, doing something super fast, or you're doing some sort of trick.
Really spicy.
We love seeing it. We love that sort of content. So... I know there's a lot of people in other countries, street vendors that listen to this podcast.
I know the most popping food trucks in the country are blasting this shit in the kitchen while they're cooking up their quesadilla sandwiches, whatever. And that feels good. I'll just put it
Doesn't
that way.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Good.
Having a food truck in like a rural town in India, and it's doing pretty well. You're making enough to live well, and you're just listening to Joy Tactics while mm-hmm. doing that job.
Wondering what America's like. Wow, these guys really got it good.
Using this podcast to learn English would be very wise. That would suit you well in the workplace.
This is like the advanced level English. Like, right. if you can understand this, like, you should get a fucking green card. There should be like, a, you know,
because I think our own parents listen to this and have no idea what we're talking about.
Native speakers can't even. That's why it's so advanced.
Right. Dude. Well, we're so new. What you would call nuanced.
Yes, I love that word, too. One of my favorite.
I've been learning
words.
So many words lately. It's amazing. Jubilant.
I was at a food truck this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a food truck. And the guy inside was getting cooked by the heat. And I was like, if I'm ever in a food truck, that's going to be... The sweat, like, I've never seen a guy so sweaty. But I still got a breakfast sandwich. Imagine that.
Damn.
Did you think that there's going to be sweat in your chicken? Sweat chicken. That is a chicken.
Sweaty chicken?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. It's crazy that chicken can be creamy. I'll just put it that way. Tikka masala. Oh my God. Chicken tikka masala. You can make that shit creamy. Mm. It's interesting when different animals' products come together into a dish. How interesting.
Right.
And in cream, right. With cream being the bonding thing that bonds us all, everything has cream in it. Everything has cream in the middle of it. Blood is the cream inside of a human. Don't be so scared. You know what I'm saying? Cream is natural. Don't be freaked. There's cream everywhere. Just chill. Just hang out with us for a while.
Cream does, to tie it all together.
Cream cheese.
Cream makes the fucking world go round.
Well, cream rules everything around me. Cream. See?
Creamy.
What does cream stand for?
Cream.
If you can knock this one out, Eric, like, I don't know what I'll do. I'll dap you up so hard if you got this right now.
Cooking right, eating delicious meals.
Wait.
See how I sort of tied it back. No,
Jack,
it's coming.
You got
it's coming.
It?
It's coming. It's really close. Congealed. What's the R? Congealed. Real. You know what I'm saying? Congealed. R. E.
You're already. This is nothing.
No, because this is what cream.
It's going nowhere.
Congealed.
Already,
there's nothing in
the
R. No, but then it's emulsified, activated molecules. See?
Wow. So you got the Peter Parker definition.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Because this is, the R is a mystery. Scientists haven't discovered what R stands for yet. Every letter stands for something deep down. Mm-hmm. A, apple. B, what, banana. What's up?
I've also, by the way, found out that whales have an alphabet.
What?
Whales have an alphabet.
You
dude.
Found and that
you,
out?
Yeah, Nate, I know that shocks you. You hate whales. You think they're dumb.
I Wrong. Hate this, dude.
No, these things are.
Talk
these
about
creatures
a thing that
could
take a smack. A whale?
Oh my God,
has a whale
could take
ever
a
seen
RAV4.
Cream?
What just happened?
Does a whale know say? Cream?
Okay, Jack, what'd you say?
I said a whale could take a smack from a RAV4.
All right, we gotta call it, guys. I need to know what gave you guys joy. Nate, I know it was that creamy fucking Chipotle bowl.
Well, that was one of them. That was definitely one of them. But you know what else was giving me joy is, do you know that wall in the Chicago O'Hare Airport? It's like
the glass
with
bricks
with the glass. Yes.
Yes. Wow. I love
Every time I walk past that, I'm immediately forget that was ever even there, and I turn that corner to go to the CTA to get my and I'm now this is an amazing architectural marvel of airports in America is this wall. beautiful. I was stopping. I was just taking pictures. And I said, you know what? Maybe this will beat out my current background, which I'll show to you guys right now. And it's been there for a while.
Is it us at the beach?
No. Oh. It's Clake and a Ruben Studdard. Wow. Speaking of, we mentioned American Idol.
Of course.
Earlier on this episode. But I took that picture of them when I saw them really live. About when I was in high school. And that was my but I was like, man, taking pictures of it, maybe this will be my phone background because wow. I like this wall so much.
Wow.
You know what that now, wall what makes me think of?
Go could ahead, do go. That to you.
Well, that the wall is so evocative. If no one's ever seen this before, look that shit up. That wall, that little, you're talking about the underground part that has all the neon and shit?
Yeah, I think so. The glass
thing? Yeah. I imagine being like a dad in Chicago, coming home to wintry Chicago in the 90s. Mm. Your kids didn't think you're going to make it home for Christmas.
Trains, but planes,
Christmas
and
Christmas Eve night. Yeah. You got the presents in the fucking luggage. You're rich. You're a finance guy. You got racquetball the day after Christmas with your boys. But Christmas is going to be amazing. You're about to go make love to your wife. Wake up in the morning. Presents, snow.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You're walking through, you're just yes. looking at all that shit. Wow. Tired, but satisfied.
I feel like I just lived that reality while you're saying that.
Right. Well, I paint stories quite easily, too. Don't I?
Well, you tell stories, yeah. Right. But yeah.
Like that last year before the divorce, and it just all like shatters mm-hmm. the family. But yeah, this is just that last good right. Christmas that you have with mm-hmm. just the whole family's together. Chilling. Right before it all crumbles.
Playing banjo
right before your eyes.
Yeah, right.
Banjo kazooie. Wow.
Well, what gave your fucking asses joy?
Well, let me try one. I'll say, what gave me joy is a stranger. Let's just say, today I had a nightmare day at the airport, which involved a level of cardio that I have not done in my entire life. That most people would have just, their heart would have exploded on the spot, frankly. And I handled it very well. I got to the gate and I did not have a panic attack and I was not pouring water on my head in front of everybody. But guess what? What gave me joy is I sit down on the airplane and I was sitting next to a man who, wow, he was so normal. Some people just, they're so normal, their skin is so wonderfully normal and their clothes good and they're just hanging out, not a thought in their head, just the most NPC in the world. And the comfort that I got just sitting next to him and trying to catch my breath for the entire 3-hour flight.
Did he talk to you?
He said, are you a little hungover? I said, no, I'm pathetically tired from how hard I just ran. And
what did he say? He giggled.
He said,
and then did he watch a movie?
He logged into Slack and he got his work done. Slack. That's remember awesome. That?
Slack. That's amazing.
So, Eric.
Amazing tool of communication.
Did you say what gave you joy? Okay, so here's mine. Wow.
No, dude, I can't wait. So here's, I have been having to get up early for my job, and usually I would dread that, but the mornings have been very nice for me. And here's what I do. It's sort of pathetic. It's very, I would say like millennial, but I've been buying all these liquid deaths, right? It's pathetic. These ice, still not sparkling, still. And I get the liquid, I shower, I get the liquid death. I'm drinking an ice cold can of water driving through beautiful Los Angeles in the mornings to work. Mm. And I'm playing, and it's cool, and you get to see all the hills of Glendale and Highland Park, whatever, and you see the downtown, and the city's a little hazy, not pollution. It couldn't be that. It's just regular natural haze. Mm-hmm. And the mornings have just been really nice lately. I've really been enjoying them. Then you get to work, and then you get that iced coffee. And then you get that breakfast sandwich and you chill. The mornings have just been very nice.
God, that sounds great. Getting up early, it is tough to do on your own, though. You know, without something right. like forcing you to get up.
Oh, of course.
Early like that. Oh, my God. What I would give to just get up at 5 a.m. every day, watch the sunrise. Are you kidding me? With your stepchild or something like that? That sounds beautiful.
I'd give anything.
We're all going to have stepchildren for sure. And yep. they're all going to be chilling and become best friends. There's no question about that.
I can't wait.
Well, so we did Cream, y'all. We bodied Cream. That one's in the books.
That one's, yeah.
Were you going to say Hall of Fame and then you just like thought about
it? Well, that? Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, that was an amazing episode, but we've got to wait for the Hall of Fame to like, maybe we'll put it there later, but for now, it's just in the books.
All right, everybody.
We're going to start doing some cover episodes, soon. What? We'll just doing like full covers of our own podcast.
I would do like a jazz cover of one of the episodes, yeah.
Let's do it. All right. I'm about to go make the sandwich. Peace out, everybody.
All right,
everybody.
Joy Tactics, signing out for the last time.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.